Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. We've given you Valentine's Day advice from Kenny. We did the Four Nations quiz again. Tiger tickets. Are you excited? And did they do enough to make you want to spend and invest your money?
And now we finish the week with something that used to be near and dear to our heart. It is NBA All-Star Weekend. You have Cade Cunningham. One problem. All-Star games feel like they died 15 years ago. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Should sports just evolve? I mean, we were joking during the opener today at 2 o'clock about the Four Nations face-off. And I'm like, look, this is something the NHL should lean into. This is replace your All-Star weekend with this. Kenny had a great idea of turning it into a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. For God's sakes, get Russia because you need some drama. But like, I don't get excited for MLB All-Star Game. NBA used to be awesome. Three-point shootout, the dunk contest, and then the game. And you were describing the format. I struggled to understand it.
Okay, Mike, it's because it's very confusing. But looks like they're taking, it's a Team Kenny, Team Shaq, and Team Charles Barkley. And then the fourth team will be the winning team from the Rising Stars tournament.
Oh yeah.
And then on Sunday they'll play a round robin tournament to determine who's going to be the best team, where it used to just be the East versus the West. And then they did it, okay, well, how about we have the players pick their own teams? Now it's just it's just so confusing. It's gimmicky. Nobody wants to be there. As I stated before, the players don't want to play in a regular game. What makes you think they want to play in a game that they're not really getting paid for? So they don't care. They even tried that in-season tournament that I don't think anybody cares about.
No one does.
Well, it's going to be in Las Vegas, and no one cares. So, yeah, you're right. All-Star games, NBA All-Star weekend was must-watch TV. It was you get a couple pizzas, you with your boys, and you putting money down on who's going to win the dunk contest.
Pro Bowl's dead. MLB All-Star Game, if you still like it, you can call and support it. NBA All-Star Weekend is played out. And candidly, you know, we just talked about the NHL should put a bullet in theirs and do this four nations face-off. If you wanted a skills competition night, if you wanted to bake this in and make this something bigger, you could do it.
Right.
But I'm asking you, should we just get rid of all this stuff? Is there a place for All-Star games in sports in 2025? When to Rico's point, on a night-in, night-out basis, I can't guarantee NBA players care about the game. They're not going to care about an exhibition. Yeah. NFL players turn the Pro Bowl down with you end up with like the ninth-rated quarterback in the NFC going.
Or you just do what they do now, where it's just basically a bunch of games. It's dodgeball.
Yeah, they turned it to flag football.
Yeah, and then it's like, target practice, where accuracy for quarterback, that type of thing. Maybe you just go that route where it's just different games. the last one that I still like is the Major League Baseball, because that's the only one where pitchers are still going to try to get you out. So there's a little bit of a care factor in there. In the Home Run Derby, there are still names that I know that are out there trying to swing.
But even Home Run Derby, you still get jazzed up for that?
No, because it takes forever.
Okay. So hold on. What Kenny brought up earlier, the Frozen Four, the Four Nations Cup, 9 days. It's too long, right? Takes forever. What you just said. Attention spans are at a point now in 2025. People barely have enough time to keep up with their teams. How can you expect them? If this was 25 years ago and it was, you know, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson or whomever. Right. You know, remember the one All-Star game Magic came back?
Right.
They had the cactuses on the jersey. It was in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Those were special days. But those days are gone.
The Jordan dunk from the free throw line.
D. Brown.
The Nike pumps. Who jumped over a car?
Buddy. Blake Griffin,
yeah.
It's done. And I feel like they keep trying to do it.
Yeah.
Who's excited for NBA All-Star Weekend? David, are you in on this?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to watch a second of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch it at all. But there used to be a time when I would tape the skills competition because I wanted to go back and see the dunk contest over again and things like that.
This weekend, I'll give you a great example. If the NHL was doing its regular All-Star game, not a chance. But you know what I will watch tomorrow? I am going to make a good faith effort to tune into USA Canada.
Yeah.
Because that's just an interesting sports event that's worth my time. I'll do that, and I'm going to watch Auburn and Alabama. Those are going to be kind of the two sportsy things. But when you look at the world we reside in, I don't think All-Star games fit anymore.
No, it doesn't. And I can just give you the list right now. Dunk contest, Mac McClung.
Exactly. I only know McClung because he was back in high school. You know, Evan showed me a highlight reel at a kid, and he was just crushing people. It was Mac McClung and Zion Williamson as the two most impressive dunk highlight reels I've ever seen. And then McClung went to what? Georgetown? Is that where he went?
I believe so, yes.
But like, I only know him because he's an oddity. I don't know him because he's a player.
Correct. He has 5 NBA games in his career. 5.
But, I mean, listen to the evolution of the dunk contest. First one, Dr. J, Julius Erving, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Kenny Skywalker.
Spud.
Dominique Wilkins. Spud. D. Brown. Cedric Ceballos.
That was the blindfold.
Right. Kobe Bryant. He won. Vince Carter. Jason Richardson won a couple times, and now it's evolved to, you know, you had Glenn Robinson III.
Dwight Howard at some point.
Hamidou Diallo.
What about Gerald Green in the cupcake?
Gerald Green.
Yeah. No. Obi Toppin. I mean, like, Hall of Famers.
Guys who don't play in the league.
Right.
Look at the three-point shootout.
So, yeah, when you just look at those names, it's like, it used to be an honor, like, yes, I'm in this thing. The infamous Larry Bird walking up to everybody saying, which one of you bleeps are going to come in second to me?
See, no, you just brought it up. And
he never took off his warm-up. He just went out there and just shot.
The best is when he took the last shot, walked away with his hand in the air, didn't even look at it, and it went in.
Yes.
But those days are gone. You can't replicate them.
You got to have...
David, 1 second. I just want to say, because I think he'll appreciate this. I view the All-Star Game stuff a lot like movies. Do you know why they don't make a lot of great movies anymore? We're out of ideas. We've done it all.
So Steph versus Sabrina Ionescu, and they canceled that. I guess they were like, yeah, there's no way we could top what we did last year, so we're not doing that one again.
No. I just don't think there's anything left, so you evolve.
There isn't anything left, and I love Kate. I do. But he's not a great three-point shooter, and yet he's in the three-point contest.
Because they run out of names.
I don't need it.
No, because the main stars are like, I don't want to do this. Because LeBron, like, at some point, LeBron should have been in the dunk contest. Like, listen to the names that I talked about. Jordan, like, they were in there. They did their time and said, okay, I won a couple of these. Now I'm going to let the younger guys. Now it's just like, I'm too good for this. And now we got G League players in the slam dunk contest.
The best is still to what Vince Carter did that night was that was the peak, and it was downhill from there. Like Vince Carter, that established
the whole no more
done. But every dunk, he was just doing things that, like, it had built to that point, and it's been all downhill ever since. Like, you know, Kenny and I had the joke earlier about the skills competition with the NHL. Those were magical times, man.
Yeah, you know, back in those days.
Mike Gartner flying around the ice, or Al McGinnis. Like, there was something to it.
Now I could miss it and not even bat an eye.
Yeah, because it doesn't.
And you know what doesn't help either? Is that the state of sports that are in right now, the seasons feel like a death march. So this feels like you're adding on to the length of the season. It's like, oh, no, we got to sit through this.
And Kenny, I think part of that is the money's too big. There's too much sports. Look, it used to be, and I know I probably sound like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, but it used to be, hey, on a good day, I got to catch the highlights. And it'd be SportsCenter with Larry Bielat and Bill Pito, or Craig Kilborn, or whatever it is. And you got the highlights. Or they'd have NHL Tonight, and you'd go, okay. But think about where we're at now, is everyone is on their phone all the time. I'm like one of 12 people on earth not on social media. Well, think about, you're inundated with sports to a point that you actually don't want to watch sports anymore. The following of sports is superseding the watching of sports. Does that make sense?
It is, because it's now down to, your time is so valuable, make it worth my while, or I'll binge watch this show, or I'll do this.
Everything I got other options delivered right to you.
Right. So I don't have to wait. I can watch my favorite show right here, right now. So if this isn't entertaining, I'll go to Netflix.
Yep.
I'll go to Hulu, and I'll watch whatever I need to watch.
But for me, it'll be USA, Canada. It'll be Alabama, Auburn. There won't be any All-Star game for me. I just cannot possibly. I won't do it. It's played out. You know, MLB All-Star game used to be midsummer, magical. You wanted to see it. I've lost that.
The best pitchers versus the best hitters. Randy Johnson going out there, striking out the side. Yeah.
And what kills me about that is now the best players don't show up to the home run derby. And I used to love the home run derby. I used to love it.
Well, it affects their swing.
I know, but Vlad will opt out. You know, Judge will opt out. Soto will opt out. Everybody will opt out.
This is where you need the commissioner to be like, actually, you're going to do this. You're going to do this.
Good luck.
I'm just saying, this is where you're doing this.
248-539-9797.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, 97.1. Let's get to Tom on a sell. We'll get a few of the ticket texts as well. Tommy, what's going on, bud?
I'm good. Happy Friday to you guys.
Same to you.
So the NBA All-Star game, I actually think 21 could be good, but this is the way you got to do it. So I still kind of play NBA 2K every now and then when I have time for video games. And that 21 version where you can play is to me like the best version because you could like bring in like legends. So I think they Netflix it. They Tyson, Jake Paul it, but in a good way. You bring Jordan in. You bring in retired guys. You bring Dwayne Wade. Like you open it up. Like current players, old players, play for charity. Just lean into that. Scrap the current model, but build on 21. And I think that could actually make it interesting. I think that's the only way. Like turn into like the best YMCA 21 game you could ever have.
Okay, so you almost want to run like an over 40 men's league.
But mix in some current players, too, as I think.
Oh, but the current players, you'll have old guys. They'll be tearing their ACLs left and right. You can't put the young guys out there with the old guys.
Man, 21, I mean, Jordan ain't in the best shape.
But I give you credit, at least being creative. Yeah. But you understand the position we're coming from is these events used to define the sports calendar. They were magical. And now,
Like, I'm not interested in it. I think what could be – they need a narrative. Like, if they have it in Dallas and Luka comes back in a couple of years, I think people would tune in.
Right, there needs to be –
they don't have any storylines.
I think you just nailed it, though, Tom. We as human beings, society, attention spans, motivations, there has to be a hook. It used to just be it's the NBA All-Star Game. It's the NHL All-Star Weekend. It's the Pro Bowl. That's no longer good enough. Like, in a lot of ways, it emulates what we do for a living, meaning – this business model of, well, we just do the radio and people will find us. That's dead, man. If you're not putting that content on people's phones, on people's tablets, if you are not giving people access, if you are not providing multi-platform strategy, you're dead. Well, it's the same thing for the leagues. It's not good enough just to say, well, we're the NBA. No, there has to be a hook. And the problem is there's no hook. Because here's another thing that I think has killed All-Star games. There's no rivalries. There are no rivalries. Everyone in the NBA is kissing each other's ass. There's no rivalries.
Well, no Lakers,
Celtics. The Celtics walked into Madison Square Garden and decapitated the Knicks. What was the post game? Dapping it up and we'll see you in Cabo. No, you got embarrassed on your home floor.
No Pistons, Bulls. No, you're right. There's no game.
Look at the NFL.
The Knicks, Heat.
Yeah. What rivalries you got in the NFL right now? Real rivalries. All right, you got Bills, Chiefs? Fine, cool. What rivalries, though? Realistically. Ravens and Pittsburgh, is that still a thing? Not particularly. You get my point. And this is not a shot, all right? The money has grown because the popularity has grown. Players make too much money to dislike anybody.
I was about to say, is Cowboys Eagles? Or Cowboys Commanders? Okay. Rams Cardinals?
Nailed it. Go over to Drew 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Drew?
You know, I think you took a little bit of my thunder, Mike. They get too much money. They're paid too much money. They're already pampered as it is. Back in the day when Isaiah and them guys were playing, they weren't making that much. They were getting a bonus to play in the game. It actually meant something. I mean, I don't know what else. How do you motivate guys that are just, I mean, they're on their way to being billionaires? I mean, how do you motivate them?
Drew, you're right. It's hard to do because the game did mean more. There was rivalries because I was watching Dwayne Wade, and he was talking about like the top 75 players gathered in a room. And he was like, man, these old guys, they still hate each other. He's like, Isaiah Thomas was muttering to himself. He's like, what's wrong? He's like, that guy over there. And he was pointing to Jordan like, he's like, you mean you still hate him? Yes. But
I mean, think about it. We had a coup in an All-Star game back in the day. Like, don't pass the ball to Jordan. I mean, that is amazing that happened.
Yeah.
I wish that would come back to something like that. But they're all buddies. They're all on trips in the summertime. They're all talking about what they're going to do with their millions of dollars they got. And the only real – I think Mike has said this 1,000 times. The only real All-Star game that you can't really play halfway is baseball. It's a game all the way. You can't change that game. It's always the same.
Well, because football's
too dangerous.
Baseball's the one sport.
Nobody wants to play defense.
It doesn't have physicality.
Yep, you're right.
Right, there you
Unless
go.
You're,
exactly.
Pete Rose.
Right, Ray Fosse. Yeah. But no, you're right. And look, that doesn't mean baseball's not competitive. No, physicality and competition are two different things. Now, there's a raw physicality to playing the game, but it's not, as you said, you're not risking getting broken in half the way these other games.
Mm-hmm.
Even the NBA, if you're going to play it right, there is a level of physicality. I mean, what they've turned the NBA All-Star game into. That's an embarrassment to playground basketball.
Yeah, first one to 160.
I can't even take it serious. I'm sorry. David, go ahead. You were about to say something. What's up?
Just laughing at him, first one to 160. That's exactly what it would be.
But it's the truth.
It's stupid.
It's really just a worse form of the regular season. Because now half the games are already at 130. Think about giving up 130 points in a regular season basketball game. That's just normal.
But I think it's what you said. There's no rivalries. Like, there's no game where you're looking at the Pistons saying, oh, I have to go to that game.
Right. How about Pistons-Bulls back-to-back? Bulls get embarrassed. 71-29 at the half. Lose by 40 on the first half of it. Oh, yeah, a lot of pride in that locker room. Came back the next night and lost by 20.
I'm going to go back to something you asked me and David yesterday, and it's yet another reason why I like the college game over the pro game, because at least there are rivalries. There are teams that, you know what, I don't like this team.
Like Alabama-Auburn's going to be nuts tomorrow.
Right.
100%. I agree with you.
Right, you know, in hoops, MSU-Purdue, they battle each other every time they play. Those are certain games where you're like, yes, circle game. I know there's going to be intensity there. I know the crowd is going to be just loud and obnoxious to the visiting team. There won't be any handshaking afterwards. It's just going to be referees separating them and maybe saying, you know what, guys, no handshake line. Just go to your locker rooms.
248-539-9797. We'll give Justin the last word on this deal. Justin, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike. How you going today?
Good. What's up?
So I was thinking of a good idea for the All-Star games. And I think it would go great with, like, basketball especially. But, so you have your NBA All-Stars, and then you have your Joe Schmoes. You know, the guys who like to talk trash on Twitter, Facebook, whatever it may be. You know, hey, you ruined my parlay. Have those guys step up to the plate and see what they can do. I think that would be pretty darn entertaining, right?
No. It would actually be a liability because those people would die. Listen, Justin, it's like there's always been this debate with, like, NFL football players. Could a fan off the street rush for 3 yards in an NFL football game? Let me help you. No.
Like, put it this way. The national champion probably couldn't beat the Carolina Panthers.
No, I'm saying
in football.
It's been discussed before. The worst NFL team in history against the best college football team in history would be a 28.5-point underdog.
Favorite. The NFL team.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst. You could take the 0-16 Lions against the best Alabama team in the history of Alabama teams. Lions minus 28.5 mm-hmm. with Dan Orlovsky, a quarterback.
Right.
You could never put. I remember there was this whole conversation. You remember the N1 mixtape tour?
Mm-hmm.
There was a conversation back then of, well, geez, I wonder if, like, hot sauce could play in the NBA. Bro, I think he ended up at, like, a pro-am. They did, like, a little one-on-one thing. He got dusted so bad. In like 4 minutes, it was worse than the Jason Williams, Bryce Drew draft workout. You remember the story of that deal? Chuck Daly running the magic? I mean, like, it just, you can't. There is no scenario where you could commingle professionals with, as you put it, trash talkers.
No.
There would be liability and lawsuits. Somebody would get paralyzed getting dunked on.
And just flat out embarrassment.
That's not fun. No. Right, that's terrible.
No, because I mean, if that's the case, I'd rather see... Bring in the college all-stars, at least maybe somebody will get off a shot because in this point, no. You know what? If you score a basket,
you win. You win the prize. I won the money. David, ticket text.
The baseball all-star game worked long ago because you didn't see the other league. Now you see everybody. Someone, Rico, nailed it. In today's NBA players, they see these all-star events as it is beneath them. I used to really like the celebrity basketball game, but now I don't know any of these people. I can't even define what an influencer is. The American sports landscape needs a complete reset. It's all just bad.
I tend to agree. I do. And I mean, look, I've taken it very personal over the last 3-4 years. What's happened to something I've loved, which is college sports. I mean, it's just, in my world, been wrecked. Now, plenty of people, Rico included, still enjoy it. That's fine. But I think there are a lot of people like me where it's like, yeah, that's not for me. And even now, I mean, we're about to hit silly season. We're going to hit spring ball. Kids that just got to a place are going to leave again. I'm going to have to figure it all out by August. I'm going to be pulling my hair out. No,
but you know what? At least I know when I watch the games, they're going to try. Now, they may not win. They may go 4-for-23 shooting threes, but they're out there trying to win the game. And it's just like, they're not pulling a Kawhi Leonard. I'm just going to sit there.
He's the worst.
Man, we had a lot of fun today. If you missed any of it, use the Odyssey Rewind from talking about how to make the Four Nations great again. We talked about Valentine's Day gift, last second Valentine's Day gift. Then again, if you're looking to us for advice on the last second Valentine's Day gift, you should probably go see a marriage counselor. David, take a text before we pass this off. So I know Rieger's here. I don't know if anybody is Wojo with him.
I think it's just Rieger.
Just Rieger? Okay.
Someone is asking, does the hot dog dinner come with warm salsa?
Kenny got angry.
Oh, man.
Did you
good.
See Kenny's face?
It
went
I did.
From, it went from, ha, ha, ha. Oh, you sons of, okay. He said it.
He did.
And it was like, dude, why did salsa come out? Like,
you don't warm up salsa.
You can warm up salsa. Like, oh, good hot salsa. Okay.
Yeah, we've seen the thing now. Where would you even put it? Because the hot dogs.
Where you put the buns?
No.
You put it in a cup.
If he thinks that's where you warm anything up other than hot dogs.
He has a hot dog roller.
I will leave it alone. Let me stop. Someone says, I've been married for 17 years and I'm getting my wife a bouquet of flowers and a bottle of Bonanza. Same strategy for 17 years. No complaints. Matt in a truck.
Hey.
Good for him. On the NBA All-Star Game stuff, someone says, AAU has ruined today's NBA. And it's from Chase.
You're number one,
so
too.
So he's now upset again because he heard what we were saying. I love it.
How come I can't just go into my weekend like a normal guy?
You can, man. Enjoy your brunch.
That's why I stopped, Kenny. We're done. You're good. Enjoy your Valentine's Day weekend.
I'm sorry. What did the last person say?
Oh, let me grab it. I deleted it. Hold on. AAU has ruined today's NBA from Jason.
Yes and no. I mean, I think the fact that the players are planning, they always have to play with each other in order to have a team. Where in high school, yeah, you were just the guy, the man on your team. You played against that rival. Now you can team up, but maybe. I just think that the motivation, David, and talking with a lot of the kids that play AAU or do the 7-on-7 in football, the motivation is to get to the league. Not to stay in the league. The motivation is draft night, not to actually be a Hall of Fame player. I've yet to run across any kid that says, I want to make the Hall of Fame. It's, I want to make the league, so draft night, you've succeeded. Anything after that is gravy.
Yeah, you're right about that. Someone else says, sorry, my computer. Zach LaVine and the Aaron Gordon was the last dunk contest that was epic. It was an anomaly, Alex and Romeo. Can we get Kay to be the MVP if that's the All-Star thing? Guaranteed he tries harder than anyone else in the game. I don't know. We'll see. And then one more here. I like the skills competition for the NHL and NBA, but the All-Star games themselves are terrible. I'm enjoying the Four Nations a lot. That is from Tom.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually enjoy the dodgeball for the Pro Bowl. I said it.
You watched that?
The dodgeball.
That's it. I didn't even watch that this year.
Because nobody plays dodgeball because you're not allowed to play dodgeball anymore. Like, Rieger.
You're right.
Your daughter won't know what dodgeball is.
Oh, no, I disagree. There's dodgeball leagues. She loves it, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, because she watches the leagues, but not in a school, though.
I thought schools canceled that and said you can't play dodgeball.
Well, I don't know about schools, but if you go to those bounce houses, which are a rage, that's where you play the dodgeball. So you bounce and you try to like peg other kids.
You cannot play in the schools. You cannot.
So not just old school dodgeball.
Really? Well, I didn't know that.
With the rubber ball, because you can hear the ping. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Hits you in the face and it hurts.
I didn't know you couldn't play that at school.
I've not seen my kids talk about playing it.
Because it basically is a game where you pick on the weak.
Right, and we're a litigious society, so somebody's getting
sued. No, it's not litigious, but it's the whole, you know, with all the mass shootings, it's like, okay, dodgeball is basically you find the weakest person and you eliminate them by hitting them with the ball.
What's up, Rico?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Just
I
you?
Got a question.
Just you solo?
Just me. 2 hours of radio gold. We got Mark Ryan coming your way at 8 o'clock. I got to ask you a question. So are you going to Champaign tomorrow?
No.
Okay. So tomorrow, it's been brought to my attention. You got USA Canada in the Four Nations. You got Cade Cunningham in the three ball contest and the dunk contest. And you got Michigan State at Champaign to take on Illinois. I'm not asking for yourself. I know which one you're watching first. Rank those three for the average, typical Detroit sports fan.
The average, typical?
Yeah. Like, what do you think the average dude sitting on their couch tomorrow night,
they're probably
what are they choosing
first? They're
probably
at dinner with their wife or their girlfriend.
No, what are they choosing first?
I don't know. I mean, if you have an affiliation to MSU, MSU. If you don't...
Yeah, I mean, this is not the topic.
I'm just thinking, like, if you like basketball, it's NBA. If you don't like basketball, it's the Four Nations.
I mean, I want to watch all of them.
You know what? Here's the thing, Rieger. Honestly, want to know what they're doing on the couch? Probably watching the latest episode of something.
Love is Blind comes out, so you're probably right about that.
I don't know. I'm just saying, probably watching the latest episode of something.
New Cobra Kai is out, so maybe.
I actually started the first episode of, I think it's Presumed Innocence.
I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, I enjoyed that.
Okay.
So that's really good.
I was
good.
Just like, wow.
That's HBO or Showtime, right? Is that right? I believe. Cinemax? Apple TV.
Yeah. I'm like, he and none of his coworkers like him, and he doesn't like them. Like, they just hate each other. So I'm only in episode
one. It's very good. No, that's one. It will keep your attention. That's for sure.
So what do you got?
I know all right. It's not so I heard the midday guys being upset that something was on this TV right here in the studio. And it actually piqued my interest.
Sorry, I was trying to pray a drop there, but it clearly got overwritten.
That was a Dustin, I believe. Anyway, so I
congratulations.
I heard Doug and Gator talk about what was on TV. They were disgusted, but it piqued my interest. I actually turned over to it, and I had this awful thought go through my head. I want to tell the people what the awful thought is, and do I have a right to actually be thinking it, or maybe you just want me to shut the hell up. So we're going to do that at 6 o'clock. Also, I do believe Valentine's Day, you've been a single man. Right. I believe Valentine's Day is the best day for the single people out there. I've never had more success than on Valentine's Day when I was single, picking up the ladies. So I'm not going to talk about that, but I do believe... This day, well, what? No, if you show up to a bar and you see a woman, obviously she doesn't have a boyfriend. And it's Valentine's Day, you might have a chance, vice versa.
Oh, I mean, that's the same logic of going to a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Single woman at a wedding, I mean, that's fishing. That's not even the sport now, Rieger.
I'm just saying, I've always had my most success when I was single on Valentine's Day. Every year I went to the bar.
I thought, okay, that's not success.
For me, it's success. What do you mean it's not success? It's success.
That's like stealing candy from a blind store owner. That's not success.
Anything was success for me. Come on.
Okay.
If it ends the right way, it's success, at least in my book.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Well, why are you leaving disgust?
Because you're sad and pathetic.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.